where we were standing, and I said we took out the timber going that way. That timber, that tunnel connects with this one, but that's all caved in. And we actually started mucking that out and getting towards where we could see both ways, this way and the other way, and then the whole thing came in. So you just can't take chances with students. So
sure.
Was it one team blasting, mucking, and building these, or was there another?
No, two guys did everything.
Did everything.
Everything.
Wow.
Up in the stopes, they had timber men, mm-hmm. so that the miners would concentrate on breaking the rock and getting it down to the haulage level to be taken out, and they'd have crews that would come in and set their timber for them. But that's one of the things we're really missing these days, is the all-around miner that could do everything. They did all their own plumbing. They did all their own timber work, drilling, blasting, everything. And most of the work in the Butte mines was done on a contract basis. So, whereas back in the early days, day's pay was $4. But these guys were paid on how much ore they broke or how much drift they drove or whatever. And a good pair of miners could make twice day's pay or more.